Thanks. Next character is just only things that are easily accessible in Path Builder. Fair. A lot of spells, a lot of options. George has done the math. He is intimately familiar with all areas of Path Builder, second edition, Pathfinder. Not optimal. But we've gone a step further this time, because not only does the bad guy think that we're not actually going to show up and kill them, which I think he does, our allies think we're not actually going to show up and kill this guy.
That is true.
Yeah, there was 30 seconds where we were like, Ashmont's our ally. Okay. We really were like, yeah. When he died. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bug. Yeah. You've had that bug. What bug? Right. Yeah. I think so. I think we should blow it up. Blow them all up. Yes. We basically just did this whole campaign skipping cutscenes. We don't know who anyone is. We're just walking into boss battles. Yes. I wasn't in this campaign for the first half of it. I don't know what's happening. Who are you people? Okay. That guy, are you saying Imix was a good dude? You want him as an ally? Canonically not going to be our ally. Okay, but Imix, who canonically wanted to wipe out all of us, was not a bad dude. We are dealing with the Sundom right now. You don't, and me and George were texting. We were like, God, this guy's a dick. Oh, you done? You're right, we can change the deep. No. I wrote a very compelling speech that I would like to give to the deep, and I think it will change him. Well, hopefully it did. I think I gotta go to this wake, huh? Woo! That we know of. Maybe next campaign will be different. Who knows? A few days. Can get it. Last time on the weft. We picked up midway through the fight with the Feep, Vesper Feep of Feep Industries. It was looking grim. It was looking Ezekiel grim for our heroes, but pulled it off in the end. We did defeat him. He did rip a hole in the fabric of space and time. There was just a nightmare streaming towards us through space. Apparently, the broker slash tech had gotten flung into there. We made a very heroic call and didn't take the fragment of nothing for ourselves, and instead pulled tech out. He took it, closed the void. We forgot who he was, don't know who he is, never existed. He then opened a massive gate, and we were like, wow, it's so nice this gate opened up for us to go to back to Sedisium, and probably that he opened up for us, and it was not just that size, and we happened to be right there. Went back to Sedisium. We were in someone's office, hung out for a few days. We're like, ah, some dudes, those guys. Oh no, the one in Sedisium. We're there. We're like, oh, interesting. Went back to Althane. Did we go to Ilyara? Is that where we blipped? We did go to Thakpak City. We did go to White Fence Farm. We hung out with Marzo. We talked to the playwright. They were like, great, everything's great right now. We can get back on track. We're like, I don't know about that. We then went to the Leviathan. We're like, we should talk to Udon. We went and tried to talk to Udon. The cognitive shadows that run the place, sort of, were like, he's not here. And we were like, okay, we'll go talk to him. And they're like, no, he's not here. And we were like, okay. So we then went back to White Fence Farm / Fatcock City. We talked to the playwright. We were like, hey, can we come on up? This is after we decided that we were definitely ending the experiment. There's still some debate about what's going on there, but we were like, oh, we should probably kill the deep and also stop this because they just want to keep that going. We then blipped up there, met some of the great folks who are still working on the 13th realm. And then Udon was like, yes, this is the way. And we're like, listen, Henrik can do this a different way. And he was like, great, we'll take his body for science, which was not what we said. There was a little bit of back and forth. We made some great persuasion checks, made an incredible PowerPoint presentation. He was like, wonderful points. Anyway, drop the palladium rods. And then I think we were going to look at the save files of everyone's souls. Also, this session brought to you by the classic James Joyce novel and also Tanner's favorite book, Finnegan's Wake. It's Awake. It's the only book I can think of about Awake. It was the only book I can think of with Wake in the title. Listen. Yes. Always looking up. Ooh. Down here. Yeah. I think we see what we're working with, get an eye for it, go kill the deep. Then once they're running on 25% capacity, we blip back in, take everything out. Right now. Guys, I heard this rumor that those four dudes are really cool. Leave West Coast. There was a moment at the end of last campaign too. We were also in a weird spaceship, and Zug did this exact same thing, and I have a distinct memory of it.
Convergent George flight.
Everyone just hears in schism, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to smash him. I'm going to turn him into a tin can. No, I thought only if we were in, what's it called? In your schism? Oh. I forgot that. Or murder. Oh, I got a car. So the interesting, the compressed images of the souls, are those the actual souls, or are those just like a pointer to where the soul is? Hypothetically, if you destroyed that little drop of dew, that would actually destroy the soul. Good to know. Cool. I would just like to spend the next couple of days, if we're doing next couple of days hanging out stuff, trying to figure out what are, like, outside of, primary life support systems, what things would go offline first and what's going to have backup power and what's going to stay on the longest if they start to lose power. Maybe I'll ask you, Don, for a loan. Okay. With the loss of one whole Thessian, what level would they be at, do I think? If Deep was just wiped off. Wow. Wait, it's good. Empathize a little bit. Okay. I'll stop Dyvex in the hall one day as we're walking by. You've been working out. Look good. Go one by one, see which ones are the Joker and which ones just happen to get stuck there on a bad day. Ooh. Ooh. He just kept walking up, being like, zip. I'm ready. I mean, yeah, my one concern with the light, my one concern with the lighthouse is that, I don't think we really want these gateways between everything just trapping people randomly who get too powerful. What if John Goodman is like, ah, I just want to make my plants grow, and then he ascends and is suddenly trapped in the lighthouse? This is, yep. What if on Earth? Yeah, one of the actor from Monsters, Inc. on Earth. One. Yeah, what if Sully ascends? But he's a good guy. He's trying to make the kids laugh. We may want to do like a lighthouse cleanup, but that could be a longer. On Earth? Did it reach Earth? It's reached Earth, I have a list of people that are in the lighthouse for you. I have a whole lore for Earth. It's Robert Oppenheimer, Jesus, and Sun Wukong. Yes. Before we go in, team huddle. Can we go somewhere private to team huddle? DCM. Okay. So we go in with the needle out, right? And then we just stab. Mike, you know that burger in SpongeBob that got really gross? That's a yellow burger. Yeah. Does anyone want to be the guy with the needle? I think you were considering it. I don't know if it became official. Henrik versus Lev, which you guys has a better to hit? Oh. Wow. Okay. In that case, I'll give Henrik. Yeah. Oh no. I mean, if you want to keep that, I can also give Henrik Blast Boots Major. They give you an 100. You can long jump 120 feet as a single action. Okay. They're single use. You get 120 foot long jump. You don't have to stride or anything. So it's just one action. Blast Boots Major. I have three of these a day now. No, I think I have four, depending on how many I prepare. One moment. I have a lot of these now. Cool. Last. Oh, yeah, we should. I can do the I can do the primary or the secondary, either one. I got +31 society.
Thank you.
61. For the primary check, it was plus 44. Yeah. That's not good. Random books. That was my crafting jack. That's what I did. Should we just start up the stairs? I don't think we should separate in this place. Oh. Unfit to be a real Thessian. It's like evil, twisted old Thessia. Maybe I don't think we should talk to it, but maybe Henrik can share his workout plan since it's very unfit. Are there a lot of doors around here to open? I'm not sure about the architecture. Maybe they could open some doors. It's working for now. I kind of think we should just make. I think we should make for the big get. Yeah, I feel as though I feel as though he sort of has. I get the sense he has like 360 vision everywhere on this planet. At least. We. Yeah. Maybe we all have to. Do we all take? Hey, Divex, you're doing great. You're worthy. I don't want to hear that negative self-talk. Well, I'm worthy. Maybe we have to take one of these other streets, take a side street, find a back way up. Yeah, they were like three-legged dudes. Oh, back. Oh, the actual Athenians. Well, there's still the two. I have. All right. Let's check out one of these side paths. Maybe there's an answer down. Oh, yes. Me and Daisy eloped last Thursday. So thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Very happy. Thank you. Back to the matter at hand. Start walking. No. No. Yeah, it's a good call. We start walking. Counterclockwise.
Yeah. Go read it. Is there an entryway here while we're poking around? Keep walking. Yeah, keep jogging. Walk all the way around. Spire of History sounds interesting. We pop back over to that one, take a look. And there's no way to get in just a big ziggurat. No. I don't think so. Wait.
Oh.
If I just punch it pretty hard, does it sound like it's hollow inside there, or does it sound like it's solid all the way through? Mm-hmm. I did not expect this to be a fight against the city. Sorry, guys. Oh, yoinks.
Oh, God.
Can we investigate? We beat the city. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh god, it's Sard 2. Oh gosh. Oh, there's a lot of these things. Oh gosh. Wow, this is horrifying. Oh gosh. I rolled so poorly compared to the Sards and Terra Tricuses. 1, 2, 3. The Sard. Tell him dive X. He's been practicing. When you cast your one action kill. Oh, sorry, it's a free action. Oh. The Sard is in the news.
Freaking song. Terror tracks.
Really gross.
Terror tracks.
Yeah.
far away from Terrakis.
This guy's on hold.
Cool. Yeah. It's four struck. I am a pretty fun guy. Gosh, you even read my backstory? I am not a fungus. Oh God. Okay. Okay. Got a 43. What? Wait, what? Wait, it's just wait, why is it bumped down to a failure? You always gotta look, man.
Okay.
Oh no. All right. That can't be good. I'll use a hero point. Why not? I am master, so it'd be plus four, right? Oh, it's even worse. I rolled lower, but I had mythic, so 38. Well, I don't want that bet. Okay. I will first go into overdrive, if I can find it. Here it is. I got to roll a crafting check. Now I rolled really well. A billion. That's one action. I need all the auras. Second action, I reached a little far away from this guy, so I will step right up to him.
You can have your...
Okay. That's good enough. And I will not do that. Second action, I'll use my new feat that I got this level. I will use a dirty trick. It's a tree. I'll go, oh look, it's winter! Hoping it'll go to sleep. And then I'll attempt a thievery check. Thievery. Oh, I don't, that probably does not pass. It was a 39 pass? Is it a critical failure? But, well, it is not tricked into believing it's winter, so I'll just try and punch it. If I can find myself. Here it is. It hit. A bajillion. Hold on. My next action, I'll swing again with map. That hit as well.
Dice. A little bit more damage. I will go, it's winter, as I punch it. Go to sleep. That is my turn. Oh, God. That was an intense round. That was crazy. Yeah, that's a good capstone.
I will also be right back.
I'm still here. But Yep.
Listen, that's what this session is. And then for the next session, my hair's going to shoot straight up, turn gold, and I'm going to fly straight through the deep. Wow. Oh my gosh. Sard, what the heck? Anti-magic. It doesn't do anything.
You ever gotten hit with hail? It's not really cold, it just hurts. Oh, I did. I rolled way back up. Why? Also, who takes the most damage and who gets healed the most? Guys, heal up. Yeah. Oh. Oh no. What? Just sorry.
Oh. A lot of anti-flight stuff. Ooh. Oh, gosh. It's doing tree things. Wait, actually, no, screw that. Glimpse of Redemption. Screw this tree. Okay, so Henrik only takes 10 points of damage then. Oh, I could. I don't know. It doesn't seem like this tree is really doing spells. What is this tree? You're right. I'm sorry. That was a silly question. Henrik's a doctor. He knows. Oh, it's enfeebled. This is a feeble tree. This sapling ass lightning tree. They're all risky because he was low. Oh, I had anti-magic. Damn, it doesn't go off. I will unexpected shift. Get a lot of things done. Hang on. A two or below. So a one or a two. Yeah. Unexpected shift. Nope, that's the wrong one. It should be a DC 11. I have another feat. That one does work. It says failure, but it works. Yeah. Woo!
Fuck you, three.
Oh, no, is it because of the unexpected shift? I have the fortuitous shift feat, which does not cause that to happen, so I can find it. I don't know why it only ever shows this one, but it's in there somewhere. No. Getting pals in the side of the head. Oh, nice. Getting pals in. Very nice. Ow. Oh, what? I hit damage, but it says I took no damage. I don't know. I hit damage. I don't know. Hang on, let me try that. Oh no way, it might be the unexpected shift. It should only be for the triggering damage. Let me try that again. Okay, that worked. I'm gonna stop standing here. Getting hit by sins. Do I get fortifying brew on this? Okay. It lights up. Oh my god, this guy is really moving. Ooh, Terratricus. Terratricus. Oh no, I should have only taken half that damage. I really succeeded. All right. Oh, against the Sard. We did this guy first. A million against the Sard. Oh, good. Okay. Any specific tags on that one? All right. Oh, that's probably not great. Oh, okay. Okay. Am I within striking distance of the Tetris? I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'll just punch him. I hit.
This is all I got. It's this one spell. This is all I got. It is a bat to hit, but when it hits. Yeah. Other Terratricus. Let's see here. Yeah. Who's this? Who's the rage on the spell? Okay. Who's the rage on this guy? Second action, I'll just run. Like, I guess I'll run 10 feet. Run over there. This guy, how far away is the guy? 40 feet away. Sure, I'll cast Sunblade. This guy. Sunblade. Two actions, unless we're in bright natural sunlight. Now we're just regular Sunblade. This map, that's a bummer. This is not going to end well. Oh! The Triceratops! Yeah, I had to jog over here. Man, that's a bummer. That's a low number. No, I do not. Well, that's all I got. All right. Shit, I should not have brought over here. Hey, you shield us. We'll shield you. No, it's not. Glimpse of Redemption. Maybe it's still ahead. Who knows? But it doesn't have to be. Let's see. Can I? Oh! I gave you. Cool.
That's okay.
Oh no. I do have Juggernaut. I'm not sure why it doesn't pop up there, but I do have it.
Did you see that one tree fall on you? Anti-magic first. Oh, so close. Okay, what does this reflex save? Ouch. Well, it's whacked by these trees. Acrobat. If they're casting them. Ooh. Pretty cool. Works for me. Ooh.